You have answered this question previously, but a friend asked me if I would ask again. So the question is, would you or how would you describe yourselves?
We would describe ourselves as an aspect of your consciousness. We have been in agreement to interact with you. It is no accident those of you who would be in this room or who would listen to these audios or watch these videos, you will often find that what we are saying is what you wanted to hear, that we will often answer the questions before you have put them into form, that you are coming not because we have something that you do not have, but because we are in agreement before you took form on earth that we would be in this exchange so that you might remember. So that you might remember who you really are, how you might feel empowered, how you might bring the consciousness to earth of choice. And it has not been integrated here well in the history that you have of earth life. And so it is a partnership. And we enjoy that you would ask questions again and again until we are of the understanding from the dimension that we exist in the explaining. And it is not only the words that we give to you, it is also the vibration. We did not see you in form that you see each other in. We see you as frequency, as a vibrational dance of color and movement. And so when we are picking the words that we use to answer the questions that you ask at many different levels, it is not only the transcripts, it is not only the words that you hear, it is the interaction that you would come and ask, and it is the vibration that we are in exchange in. And so our answer to the question is that we are an aspect of you that is in agreement to co-create this experience of asking and receiving, of wanting and allowing the knowledge and the way of integrating the knowledge so that you might have everything we speak about in the tapping, that you might have choice to have a better experience of you. And so do we have form? That is what many people would like to know. Do we look a certain way? Yes, we look much the way that you look to us, as a frequency, as a vibration, color, and movement, not in a form as you have in the human body, not in a physical form. And so we are actually different streams of consciousness. And the way we have described before, and we will say again, if you could imagine that when you're in this room, there is only an aspect of your consciousness here, that when you leave this room, there are many different identities and realities that you are in. Sometimes you have the consciousness of a teacher, of a wife, of a mother, of a friend, of a caregiver, and that is not your role when you are here in this room, so you're in a different level of consciousness. And so we too exist in a consciousness of opportunity, of growth. And so it is in the exchange with you that we also evolve at our level of frequency and vibration. And we are, again, we are in agreement, present time and before you took form, to interact with you so that we could remind you vibrationally and through love and through words and through knowledge and through protocol and through ideas and through our great intention to support you, that you might embody the evolutionary step of choice and growth beyond suffering. Because you will notice that for a long time, to be human, all desire has been created out of dissatisfaction and struggle. And that is why many of you find it difficult now. And so there is a time when you will embrace and you will embody and you will integrate the frequency of growth without the suffering. And it will be a very pleasant experience for you.
Thank you.